Wow.
Hello!
And welcome
to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Where we talk about anything and everything.
Including but not limited to
Dungeons and Dragons.
Bom, bom, bom.
Red Towers. Mabinugi. And our favorite of the year, Mysterio Legacy.
What's that?
I don't know. Oh, it looks like I'm finding a base that's in a little disrepair. Oh, I really should take screenshots while I'm down here, you know?
Maybe.
Stitch together one big map.
Oh, there you go. That'd take forever.
Well, that's where Grease Monkey comes in. Because a lot of the games I played that were browser games, people had gone to the trouble of writing scripts that would take screenshots of everything you did, record all your actions, and map it out onto a big map. And then everybody could look at the big map. And you could click on a square, and it'd tell you when it was last updated. So you'd know that maybe you need to go there and see if it's changed. What's so funny? You laughing at me?
No, I'm in Red Towers chat.
There's a Red Towers chat?
Yeah.
Okay, something's wrong. Huh. +12 = 84, -1 = 83. We have Hemptorian members there, too?
Yeah!
Not that I think that's the proper use for it, but, you know, hey. Okay, so this person did double walls on their base, but they put the second set of walls out far enough that if you were to strike them, the towers would not hit you.
Okay.
So you could break into that set and still be protected by the towers, by the walls that were blocking the towers. Weird.
Yeah, this one guy was in Red Tower's chat. Jedi, he goes, "Hi, I'm new. How do I win?"
Be the last one standing. when the game folds.
Somebody thought he was new. He says, by understanding this game. And then the next guy says, liar, you ain't new. Started laughing. That's one thing. At least I left the chat up. It's kind of amusing sometimes.
Yep.
We could stay informed on what's going on. Speaking of being informed, Parallel Origin Beta starts in about 3 weeks.
Woo!
Supposedly.
Well, keep me informed. What's the website? Is there one?
We'll keep you informed on the uninformed. There's no website.
Is there an app?
There's no app.
Well, that's disheartening.
Not yet, anyway. There's only one place to get updates on Parallel Origin.
Yeah?
Facebook.
I can't go on Facebook.
I know.
You know, these shiny rocks give you a lot of flint, a lot of malachite, a lot of hematite. They don't give you very many stone.
I don't know that they give you any stone.
They've given me 15 so far.
Okay.
I think that comes out to less than one stone per shiny rock that I've hit so far. I've gotten more gold than stone.
But that's why you're mining them.
It's for the gold. This is true. It's entirely possible I got the stone from mining the cave rocks. I don't know. Okay, I got 15 stone right now.
I've never seen any other kind of rocks down under.
Well, no, I mean the walls themselves might give you stuff. I don't know. I haven't watched carefully.
Oh, no, they don't give you squat.
Well,
I don't think they do.
Let's put it this way. I know that I have 15 stone now. If I have more than 15 stone by the time I get to the next shiny rock, then I must have gotten it from chipping away at the... Oh, I'm stupid. I am really stupid. I didn't get any of it from the shiny rocks. I know where I got it from. I got it from Hemptoria Base.
You idiot!
Because I went and got... By God, we got a god-awful number of stones down there. Not enough to build the base, but I mean, it's a significant amount. I picked them all up because they were in one solid chunk. So I put in the instruction, drop 1,000. And I dropped them in groups of 1,000. And then there was 300 some left, and I needed a portion of what was left. I think there was like 375. So I said drop 300, and I took the 75, and that's why I've got 15. Now where am I? All right, I'm near 100 Road. When I get to 100 Road, I'm going to cut across straight to the base. Because underground 100 Road should be a major road. 100, 200, 300, 400 should be major roads.
And 250.
Yeah, you can split that one down the middle and make it really major. Make it 3 or 4 wide.
Nah.
Yeah, every 50 might be decent to make roads out of, but I figure underground, I don't know how often there should be a major road running north and south. But so far what I've been cutting are all minor roads. Oh, time to feed myself again. There we go. I got down below half my health, which is relatively safe to do down here. I don't encounter too many monsters. And when I do,
underground.
Yeah, when I do, I kill them so easily it isn't funny. So,
you're delusional.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
The hardest one I've run across. Well, it's a toss-up. Wolves and snakes. I think wolves are probably the toughest of the two. The snakes are so damn persistent. And erratic. If I don't have them targeted before they get to me, they're trouble. Okay.
Wow. Somebody just comes in and drops stuff wherever. Just blam. Doesn't organize it or nothing.
That's not me. Granted, my organization requires some refinement, but I did sort them out. I think that's ATV that just dumps them. How many murderers we got now?
Just the three of us.
There's more in the list. Oh, some are repeats of you.
Well, yeah, let me see what's on the list.
Some are repeats of me as well.
Tribe list. You, me, and AVT. That's it. Oh, and Susan X.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he messed up my first base. I didn't say anything to him, but I did say in group chat, wood floors, stone walls. Because we got raided. Right after he did that, we got raided. Somebody broke the wood walls down.
Yep.
You know, and admittedly, they weren't built right. They weren't finished. The corners were left open. And so they were probably disintegrating, and somebody thought it was semi-abandoned. So they just walked in and took the stuff. It was noobish stuff, unless somebody put something important down inside there. But it was where I was storing some of my extra materials.
Noob gear.
Yep, you're right. Don't get stones from these things. I know where I got them now. And the reason I know is because right after them, there's some clay.
Well, we are building up our inventory, so that's cool.
Yep. Now, the stuff that you have on the floor. Honestly, some of it, like the stones and the clay, you know, the building materials. It is convenient to have building materials there, but I don't think that much should be sitting on the floor waiting to be raided.
No. I just hadn't picked it up and moved it yet.
Yeah, it should go on a an alt.
Yeah, building material is going to be on Hymtoria, and and the rest of the stackables will be on C000.
Right. Yeah, and when I do my store,
actually, I'll probably just put it all on C000 now.
When I do my store, the only stuff that's going to be on the floor is the stuff that's actually for sale, which will be bad enough. But there won't be anything down the middle. You know,
right.
There, you know, it's either for sale or it's not there.
Or it's not there.
Yeah, I'm walking 95 Road now. I'm about 1/5 done with the underworld.
Cool. Yeah, once we
Yeah, you know the way I'm doing this? You're actually making a second pass with every screen.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. But I've seen that I've missed things, or apparently things have spawned back. You know.
I'm going to try this little trick I learned. Then I need to go chop wood.
What's the little trick?
Actually, first, I'm going to go put up some fence, because I got 360 wood. I should probably make arrows, but I need to fence off these chickens.
Yep.
All right, let me just make sure I got my calculations right before I put too many signs up. Got 1, 2, door. 1, 2, door. 1, 2, wall. All right, cool. I need to knit some red hats so we can join the Red Hat Club.
The sweaty scarves, sweat scarves, scarf sweats, whatever.
Yeah.
What does that do again? That's repair?
Yeah. Repair and construction.
There you go. The doofus could use those. And there's rings that help with that too, isn't there?
No.
I thought there was.
No, but they do got some new rings and new armor and stuff out, so I don't know about those new things. There's one new ring that's got a little green dot on it. It does something, but I can't remember what it does.
It shines green.
Oh, I think that helps with destruction.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So you got destruction amulets and destruction rings that you can wear now.
Yeah, I'd rather get my character up to the point where the ring wouldn't make a difference.
A ring always makes a difference.
Not if you break the wall in one strike.
Good luck with that.
There are people who take up tiles with a single strike. I am sure the way this game is written. Hey, Cold Shadow's on. He's a new adventurer. He's new here.
He's probably looking for me.
Yep. Dang it, I can't type. You're faster than me. But he knew who to look for. He knew who to look for.
Yeah.
PM me now. Came looking for you.
I had a feeling.
You want him in? Or is he going to be a member of...
I probably need help in Texas. Someone's raiding them in.
Time to eat again. You're going to run out of food. You have to go upstairs and cook some. I'm overburdened, but it doesn't really make a difference down here. Like you can go racing along. Oops, I missed my goal by a lot. Will recall potions still work after reboot? Huh? Where exactly is our base? It's not 100. It's not 200. I'll find out here in a little bit. Mrs. Kwong.
All right, it's time to make weed camp.
Yep.
Cold Shadow is looking to come to London. I think he'll be okay as a Hemptoria member, but I think I'll have him as an elder with the weed camp.
Give him the option.
But here's the thing. Well, we need elders for the boot camp. Here's the thing, though. For the boot camp, there's a lot of kids playing this game.
Yes.
You think his parents are going to appreciate him being the elder of a tribe called Weed Camp?
Probably
or
not.
Hiptoria, for that matter. Of course, he probably won't tell his parents.
Okay, start carving 100 road, and the first thing I run into is somebody's walls.
I also thought about calling it the Hemptoria Pruning Camp or something like that.
Yeah, I would keep the name Hemptoria out of it. I mean, it can be obvious that it's associated, but I want just enough separation that people understand that, okay, this is the subgroup that they go to before they become members. Don't take it out on Hemptoria. Some of these tiles that I've carved, some of these routes I've carved earlier today are already blocking up.
He goes, I'm an elder of the tribe and I can't even stop them.
Can't even stop who? Oh, the, yeah, no. Well, yeah, that's the point. I mean, it's like, you know, we're only like a day longer on the game than him, and we can't stop him either. Evil, as in we share one wife and cook food. What in the world is she talking about? Okay. I carved 100 road all the way over to 11 road.
He goes,
you know what?
They're like level 100 characters that are attacking the base, and he says,
ask him if he needs help packing things up.
If you can get in without dying. He goes, I don't know. I said, did you cause the raid? He goes, I'm a tribe elder and I can't even stop them. I said, it happens. I can't either. He goes, I know, but I feel like I failed. I said, learn from it.
Goes, damn, somebody dropped a bunch of crap all over here.
I said, build towers, make alts to pick things up.
What in the world is this? Oh, it's a gate. Somebody built a gate and piled a bunch of stuff on it.
Yeah.
AD Victory built a gate and stacked his stuff. Weisenheimer.
All right, I'm going to Texas. Now, I'm not going to Texas with Kano. I'm going to Texas with ID10T.
Yeah, Vermicide's not strong enough to stand up to him either. Are those cooked tomatoes sitting on the fire pit?
If they're on the fire pit, yes.
I have not been able to cook them successfully. They always blow up on me. I can't tell the difference between a cooked one and a raw one.
Oh. That's why I left them there.
Yeah, if you pick it up too soon, it says, you know, it's a tomato. If you pick it up in time, it says it's a cooked tomato. All right, you moved the stones and the clay on me. Where are they now?
Oh. I haven't packed them up yet. They're next to the towers on the top row.
Oh, so you didn't move them. I'm just a doofus. Didn't see them. I see the worms. Oh, there they are. Oh, it's in a stack. There's some silver and stuff like that. So you don't want me to separate that out. Just dump stuff on it.
Building materials is on the stone tiles next to the towers.
Yep.
And the other stack is for me to put onto the storage alt.
Yep.
Eddie 10T is level 2.
Yeah, he ain't gonna live long.
I know, right?
Well, I can send David Ray over there. He ain't gonna live long either.
Nope.
So he doesn't have anything on
there. If you can live long enough to go in and pick things up and get out, you've lived long enough. Or, you know, log out. They can kill you, but they're only going to get what you dropped.
Yep. And David Ray, as a noob there,
really won't hurt anything.
Yep.
That's why I'm logging in ID10T. I don't know how many alts I have up in the northeast. But I got too many outside the base, and I don't want to log them in and have them killed and have their stuff stolen.
Right.
All right, he's level 3. 2 more to go. I gotta make a weapon. I'm gonna make a sword this time. It's quicker.
You know what's funny? I don't have to log out of here to do that. I'm going to, though. Because then I can log in sooner as Vermicide, who has work to be done.
Work to be done.
I don't know what Doofus is carrying. So
yeah,
I'm going to use David Ray. Let's, you know, green, brown eyes. That looks about right.
Got off my stuff, you sheep.
Boom. Kill a rat. Kill the rat.
Gently blah, 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 blah.
Spread the blood all over the place. Yay.
David Ray.
Five basic resources.
Lavari said David Ray.
Who?
Look in the chat. Scroll up. Maybe that's your daughter. Our son. Level 4. Working on level 5. There's no sprites to be killed.
Who chopped my tree down? Fine, I'm going. Oh, you're doing the other chickens. I'll do the chicken up here, you do the chicken down there.
Oh, go ahead. I'm already in the tree section. Our tree and stone section.
Oh, okay.
Chopping the tree.
I figured since I didn't see you down here, you must have already moved on to the next one down. All right, I'll kill this chicken, then I'll go down there.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I pretty much bypassed that bottom right corner.
Somebody else is killing my chicken. So I'll go gather enough wood to make my weapon.
Yeah, once I made my weapon, I moved on to the next section.
Sword, you say? The wood sword?
Yeah, it's quicker. The problem is it attacks things to the side of you, which is okay if you're fighting rats.
Okay, I'm not really interested in gathering stuff, am I?
No, but it's about leveling up.
Right. But I want to have no materials
well,
on me.
You want noob stuff to drop. You want worthless stuff to drop. Like somebody dropped 35 pelt, I picked it up. So if I drop 35 pelt when they kill me.
Right, that's true.
Great.
So don't grab any feathers.
I grab feathers too, because you might hold on to them.
Salmon berry seeds.
Yes.
Hold on to those.
Crapberry seeds.
All right, so go collect a little bit of everything you can collect.
Yep. Yeah, I'm using the crappy phone too because the other one's on the charger.
All right, so I'm grabbing the pine cone. I'm killing the rat.
So on the last podcast, we, not the Scrap Go Scrap one, but the one you monologued with, he was reading my notes.
Yeah, I ended up running out of notes, but I managed to soldier on.
Well, when he was talking about universalism, you were somewhat on point, but, you know, you couldn't read my mind or anything, so you did the best you could.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I got logged out. Okay, Texas. Yes, I'm already there. Tell me when I'm logged out.
It didn't say you logged out.
Did
oh,
it say that I'm sleeping?
No, I don't even know where you are.
I'm on Texas. As David Ray.
I know. Where?
In
bottom right?
In, bottom chickens.
You're standing there.
There you go. I just came back. I was... Hey, idiot.
Yeah.
Upgrade your inventory. Stop hitting me.
It's not
okay.
Me.
Okay.
It's a sheep.
Now, would this hit you if I was to, is it hitting you?
It was hitting one of us.
Fine.
Well, no, the sheeps are too strong for one of us. If we both attack it, we could take it out.
I was doing just fine on my own.
Whatever. David Ray dies by sheep.
Stealing my shit. I don't have any rocks yet. I better get some rocks.
Yeah.
Stop breaking your sword on that tree.
Who cares? We're not going to have it long anyway.
Oh, yeah. Be sure to get 5 meat so you can get your compass.
Oh, yeah, in case I die. I got 15 meat.
5 will get you a compass.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going.
Zero 100.
Oh, okay.
Boot camp.
All right, I'm going to go kill some sprites.
All right. I'm going to go forage. Get my foraging skill up.
Yep. I'm going to get some worms and some mud. A little bit of clay.
Yeah, I'm almost level 5 now. So, whatever I don't level up by foraging, I'll level up by mining. I haven't mined very much.
I just made, I didn't get any mud yet, but I'm going to go over here and heal.
I'm level 5. I'm going to go cook and get a compass and head north. Wish me
Wait
luck.
For me. I got one more level to go.
Oh, I still got to get my,
Dang it, I gotta go kill a cow because of you.
Why?
Because you took all the tinder.
Oh, it'll be back in a second.
That's all right, I'm killing a turtle. You don't have any turtle shells.
I got 3.
How'd you do that?
I'm good like that.
I got 1. All right. Yeah, I knew there was a tinder horse down here.
There's tinder down there, but it hides. it'll spawn next to the other bushes, and you can't hardly tell the difference. There's
yeah,
a
I know.
Slight. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a slight difference,
here.
But most people, I guess, overlook them.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, because I was able to find one.
All right, I'll farm while I'm waiting for you. I got one carrot seed.
Oh, here's one dead cow. Might take me a couple passes, though. Oh, that wasn't me. That was a turtle. It was. I'm still good. This turtle's almost dead. But its health bar was over my head, so I thought it was me.
Oh, okay.
You know, bow and arrow is good if you have time to make arrows.
You have to be a certain level to be able to use it.
Level 9.
Yeah. We're level 5.
Well, they kick us out at 15.
Yeah, but
time
we
is
gotta
of
go
the issue.
Grab some
yeah.
loot. Yeah. Trying to pick up extra meat in case you need it.
Somehow I think I'm picking up enough meat.
You wanted me to wait for you some killing time. By killing rats. You dirty rats. Got another carrot seed.
Wow, all those turtles? I got 2 shells. I see,
hey,
I got
there's 5 shells between the two of us.
Yep, I'm stealing this guy's... Man, he killed all of the... Oh, okay, there's one. The lumpier whale. Yay, I got some clay. What else can I collect? What do raccoons give you that...
Berries. Meat.
I suppose I could do a little bit more foraging. That might raise me up quickly. I'm almost 5 now. I killed the raccoon
All
I
right.
wasn't targeting.
Don't worry about the compass. I got the compass.
You got 2 compasses?
I'm about to. I got 5 meat here. Drop. Boom.
Let's see now. Did I drop a tree? Yeah, I chopped a tree. Mining. Oh, you have, yeah, we're not going to be around long enough to worry about repair tools. Somebody's talking to me. Game seems pretty good. Uh-oh. Oh, somebody texted me. Is that you?
Not me.
Your mama. He wants to know if I have figured out how to bypass Google on a phone.
Well, yeah, we already showed him. Told him.
I think I found a dye bush down here. Nope. Just on the big screen, it looks like it has yellow flowers. Dang, I'm so close.
Hurry up. Eat my bear ass.
Got Dang it, there's hardly any gray on my experience bar. Okay, rats aren't doing it. Let's try raccoons again. They should go kill those snakes. What do snakes give you? Probably hepatitis.
Just meat.
Only meat? Okay, I know there's a shortcut here someplace. Where is it? Really? There it is. Found it. Do-do-do-do. Now, one of the things they give you, they're one of the things you can run from that completes one of the quests.
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to run from an enemy. And since they chase you, you're running from an enemy. Boom. Level 5. Now get out of my way or I'll have to kill you. He's chasing me. Where are you?
Garden.
Got the compass?
Yes. You here? Okay.
Actually, I kind of need that. I'm going to steal your carrot.
That's fine.
Now I have something else in my inventory they don't want.
Oh, yeah, I need one of those too then.
Okay.
You ready? Did you cook your meat?
Nope. Are we going to be alive long enough to worry about it?
Nah, just in case.
All right. I got 12 meat.
Me too.
Okay, I should take this opportunity to rearrange my inventory. So, like, compass is here, food is here.
Okay, get your meat.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Oh, carrot. I'm going to cook my carrot.
One carrot?
You didn't make it.
Let's go.
Hey. Let's see, hollies. I'm going to put salmon berries on speed dial so I can plant bushes as I run away.
I got my meat on speed dial.
Okay, I set my drop amount to 1.
Oh.
So I can drop logs at them as I run.
That would have been funny if he was logged in with Doofus. We got Doofus and Idiot.
Hold on, grab a couple of these.
Oh, yeah, only a couple, because we got to keep our inventory open.
There were stacks of those things.
I picked up some decent ones for our noobs, anyways.
I didn't even bother to look.
I just implemented them.
Oh, wow. They've got +4, +2?
There's no such thing as +4.
+2. +1, +2.
All right. I'm going to go around the top and come in the other side.
Darn it.
They're not...
Stupid cow.
I don't know where they're at.
Did you go down?
I'm coming in from the other side.
I'm not a member.
Okay. Me neither. Interesting. I see where they broke in. They're not there anymore, I don't think. Are you on the other side?
I'm up by the stairs on the east side.
I'm glitching.
I'm glitching.
I don't hear no hammering.
Oh, well, yeah, you don't hear anything unless you... Wow.
Oop.
Somebody made a repair here.
I hear hammering. They're on the northwest side.
Well, then I'm walking in on them. I don't see them.
Yeah.
Wolf's going to get me, though. Ouch.
Oh, they're in the northwest side of the basement.
Oh, I was hearing them through you. Leave me alone, you stupid wolf. All right, I'm going down the stairs.
Oh, they're inside.
I can't see them.
They're in the middle.
Yeah, I can see the movement, but I can't see. Oh, there we go. Crazy Ace and Azarus. Screenshot. How do I do a screenshot? I don't know how. Oh, print screen. Print screen. Damn it. I can't see my own buttons. It's too dark in here. There it is.
Yeah, I knew Crazy Ace was a problem.
Damn it.
Well, we can't get in. I don't think Kano's an elder. Let me log this guy out. Well, let me get him out of the way first. I forgot to check their level, but Cold Shadow already told me. They're like level 100. That Eros guy is the strong one.
He's level 98. Has 801 hit points. He's using a bone hammer.
Yeah, see, I'm just a recruit. Oh, but the other Kano's an elder. Okay.
They haven't been doing all their maintenance, it looks like.
All right. I can... No, they've been slacking in that department. I'll log in with the other Kano, who's an elder. I can make us elders. We can run in and pick things up. Or not elders, members. We can run in and pick things up and then log out.
This Eros is in the wall.
The other side. The other side have anything valuable, though, really.
He's coming after me. He just broke a hole in the wall.
Oh, that would have been perfect. We could have ran it. When one he goes after one, the other one could run in there. All right, I'm logging in with the other Kano.
And here he comes after me. Nope. What should I grab?
Everything.
He's going to attack me because I accidentally attacked him. He told me to take what I want.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they pretty much got what they wanted.
Probably. My inventory's full.
All right, log out.
I'm dropping all the noob stuff, including the grass rings. Tell me what I should grab.
I don't know, whatever looks good. Like I say, they've already got all the good stuff. They're letting us take things. And they've already... Oh, here's iron. Shovel, or iron. I found his iron axe that he was bragging about getting.
Anything else I should grab? I've been dropping stuff.
I guess go through.
Ouch. Something bit me.
What doesn't look valuable? If they kill us, no big deal.
We're noobs.
We're noobs, yeah. Just pick up whatever looks valuable.
Ooh.
Drop that.
Oops, that's not valuable. Flint daggers, not valuable. Bone axe.
Here, pick up that iron dagger underneath me, behind me. And pick up those other daggers. That, yeah, there you go.
This one?
Yeah.
What about this pickaxe?
I dropped it.
Okay. What about this cloak?
Where? The red one. Grab that red one.
What red one?
That
this purple one?
Red and black one, yeah. They're putting up towers to attack. Go ahead and pick up the turtle shells. Turtle shell armor. I'm full.
Oh.
All right, I'm full. I logged out. I didn't grab all good stuff, but I grabbed some decent stuff. Now, whoever's towers, they put two towers up against the wall. They're about to leave.
Yep. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. G5 plus 2 L25 brass ring.
Yeah, grab that.
That's valuable. Well, I was about to drop it. Okay, a bunch of guardian rings. Yeah, see, the computer gives me an advantage. I can tell what things are just by hovering over them.
Oh, there you go. Is idiot gone?
Yeah, idiot's gone.
All right, let's see. BCT. BCT03. He's in Newville.
Picking up shovels.
Yeah, because some of them could be iron shovels. We don't know.
This was just a shovel. He's got several shells that were plus. Bone sword.
Yeah. So they're not taking everything. They just took what they thought was valuable.
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll pick up whatever. And when they're gone, we'll let...
Well, oh, they've loaded up the towers. He told me not to come that way.
Well, two of them are up against the wall. Whoever built that wall can take out those towers.
Three of them are against the wall.
Yeah. I think I built those walls. So I'll go in and destroy those towers.
Goofus might be able to, too. They just built the wall back. They're going to have to inspect the walls and remove them. They loaded arrows already. He told me not to walk that way.
Who are the arrows shooting?
Me.
You?
Yep.
Okay, I thought Cold Shadow came back.
He said, don't come here. Stay there.
It's weird that they're not killing you. They're being nice to you. Of course, it probably helped that I said, can we help?
He's putting healing rain on me.
Nice. I guess I can't go in there with BCT because I might recognize that name. Kill that BCT guy! So you like weed cap?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. So the new boot camp's going to be called Weed Camp. To weed out members for Hemptoria. yeah, if they replace the wall, they're planning on coming back to get more stuff. But if they're really planning on coming back to get more stuff, they wouldn't let us take stuff.
No.
So now they're just putting in towers to be facetious.
Yeah.
Oh, they're hammering the tribe door to get the tribe door.
Yes. He's doing 70 points of damage on the door, 40 points on the wall on either side.
Cold Shadow made the door. So I can't destroy it and take it.
Yeah, I sent a message to Banana Pajama, but he's not responding. He's probably like, what can I do about it?
He might not care.
Might not.
All right.
But he was friendly enough.
I'm going to log in with Kano. Maybe I can find out why they're raiding him, at least.
Right.
Or at least what their excuse is. I'm a little bit a ways away, but I can be there pretty quick. I'm in the underworld. Well, not underworld, but underground. Oh, a dog! I'm distracted by a doggy. Alright, I gotta switch to my dagger now that I got our dog. I'll have to leave the dog in the farm now before I come up there. But that's not a big deal. I don't have any repair kits either. Ooh, I can stand on the other side of the door and repair it when he goes to repair his shovel.
That'd be funny.
I mean, that shovel, hammer.
Yep, and he's going to have to do that a couple of times. And you can build some towers. You can build some towers right there.
I don't have the materials for towers. I gotta go mine.
Doofus might.
True.
right, I'm logging out. Let me know when David Ray's gone.
Don't know. You have to wait a minute. I'm not friends with him.
Well, why didn't you friend him?
Oh, I can do that right now real quick before he's gone. I got a minute. All right, you're added.
And?
I don't know yet.
Do a who?
It's too late. See if,
do a who?
Oh, yeah, it takes a little bit longer than that. Give it a minute. I'm busy running, trying to get back to the facility.
All right. I'm going to log into London.
Okay, he's offline.
Thank you. Oh, crap. Somebody came and took all my potatoes.
Where?
In Galbrook, in London. It's all right.
All right. Damn dog.
Doofus is in the base, and he doesn't have anything on him.
Okay.
Well, I'm in the garden.
I see you.
What's with all the signs?
Where?
In there, where you just went.
Oh. That's my chicken breeding area.
All right, I don't have any repair kits. Oh, I do. I have a repair kit. Can I go downstairs without getting killed?
Good luck.
Can I get in?
Yes. All right, I got to sign in with my other Kano, CAIN0. Might help if I spelled that right. I'm in a hurry. I got a poo.
I got crap I don't necessarily want him to steal.
Just stay in the middle. They're not in the middle. They're on the other side.
Yep.
I got some repair kits, too. I'm dropping off. Stuff I don't want to lose, either. To my other guy.
I just told him not very nice. He's responding. It was already broken into. By the way, I'm getting the next spot. So they're coming down here.
Well, I guess start picking things up. Oops, wrong button.
Can
film, not much here, really.
I got one more page. I can drop more stuff. Feathers, drop. Aloe, drop. What's this? Cheap, I can keep. Drop. 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 Good enough. I'm coming down.
If I open the door, will that stop him from being able to break it? Or will he just hit me?
He'll just hit you.
Kano is now sleeping.
Eros is on his way.
Is he?
Yep. Let me know when he's inside. Then I'll come down the stairs.
Okay, where are the stairs?
Huh?
What stairs? I don't see any stairs.
Never mind.
Oh, he just came in through the back. He broke his old entrance. Okay, these walls weren't built by me. I can hurt them. Kano goes offline. Kano, what are you doing?
Damn it. He had what's-his-face take over.
Oh, you're there right now?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to log out.
I guess I'm going to break everything. Oops. I'm going to break everything I can.
Let me know when I'm gone. Trying to think. Thing one should be nearby. I'll probably have stuff. You are friends with me, aren't you? No word.
Yes.
All right, so let me know when I'm logged out.
Damn.
I can't destroy that.
There it is. All right. Can I log in? No? Yes? His dupe is gone.
Where's the middle finger? Here we go.
His dupe is gone.
I don't know. I logged out.
Well, it's been a long time. I'm going to assume.
Sorry, I was in the middle of trying to collect stuff. Basically,
okay,
they're raiding, so Crazy Ace wanted to steal our real estate. So that's why they're raiding the boot camp, to basically steal the real estate.
All right, well, thing one, he's about to get killed by a polar bear. Has 175 stone, 48 onyx, and he's upstairs in the combat area where the statue is now missing with a polar bear. And no way out. There's no doors. There's only one door, and I can't use it. Okay, I am now in the square. So you can meet me outside if you want.
Of where? Texas?
I got... Yes.
With who?
Thing one.
No, I mean,
even,
I'm over
Thing
Burton.
One even has...
I'm in...
I even have some gold. If you have materials to make a tower.
Oh. No. It doesn't matter. They're destroying everything so they can steal the real estate. Which means they're going to be after my farm next.
Okay. Well.
But there's 2,000 arrows. Or, I'm sorry, there's 30 towers with 500 arrows apiece. So.
Well, thing one is not overburdened, so, he's not too overburdened. If you meet him someplace where they don't see him, you can drop things off with him.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and start logging in.
I just passed one of their helpers, Psyche. Psyche just walked by.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Which means they're probably going to kill my dog that I just got. Oh, well. See.
Here, come here in this abandoned base and pass things over to me so you can move better.
Oh, I'm just going to create a new guy.
All right. Never mind. I'll go do my own thing then.
All right.
Goodbye.
Fine, be that way.
Well, unless you want some help.
There's no help. If they're going to tear down everything, if they're basically, he said, hang on, I'll send you the texts. Or I'll read it to you. I screenshotted it. Let's see here. It's kind of like that bar thing. Said Crazy Ace said, like TBH, I asked Cold to ask y'all move the base for me, and I asked nicely because I want to build something, and y'all never played. He didn't, so I did things my way.
All right, so he's a fucking thief. You know.
And they are on.
Who is? Who's on?
The boot camp.
Okay.
I mean, he says that they don't play. I was like, yeah, the boot camp does. This is for the boot camp. I said, so you raid to steal real estate? He said, yeah. So I flipped him off before I logged off. But they do play. If I was going to leave and not come back, I would have not come back. If I wasn't planning on staying there, I would have took all my materials.
Yep.
I wouldn't have just left them behind. I left them behind for the boot camp. Fuckers. God, I'm sorry. I've been hating this game. I don't know why I'm still playing it.
Because you're an idiot.
008's outside the base. He's overburdened. He can't do anything. log in 009. That's one of the reasons why I liked West, because apparently I'm protected by Barr, so people don't mess with me in West. Where here, or Texas, they, you know, I'm a nobody. Of course, I was a nobody at one time in West also. So I got to re-earn my credibility and protection, but still, I mean, I don't know, it's just frustrating. The reason I wanted to leave West is because they kept raiding my members and attacking my members. They wouldn't hurt me, but they would go after my members, and I don't want them going after my members either.
Well, yeah, attacking your members is attacking you.
Right. So it's like, I get the feeling that they were running off all my members one by one so that they could try to get me to come back to Barr. But instead, I left West Coast Server. But I don't know.
Yep, and you should leave Bella a note. Congratulations, you successfully drove off another good player.
A lot of good players. Arwen was a good player. You're a good player. I'm a good player. ATV is a good player.
They don't consider us good players, though.
Well,
because we don't agree that raiding's a good thing to do.
Well, yeah, I don't agree either, but they still like me for some reason.
Because you were nice to them and did good things.
True. That's all right. I guess after the dust settles, I'll pack all my stuff up on alts and give it to somebody else who's a good player.
Yep. How quickly do you have to pick up an egg before it hatches?
Oh, this guy don't have anything on him. I don't know. You got a minute or two. But he's not a member of anything. I can place him to store stuff. Because they were almost broke through by the time I logged out. So they're broke through by now.
Yep. Oh, I can't talk to him. I do my login game, but every once in a while it shows who I am. And it's kind of important I don't let Vermicide be associated. Dang, you stupid chicken, let me over there. I don't care if the server's faster than me. Let me in there. Yep, still bread.
To 09, I need to create a 010.
A 100?
010.
A 010. Oh, you made enough room for 1,000 of them.
Yep.
75% bread. Yeah, it's going to take all night.
I won't make 1,000 of them, but I don't think I made a 10 yet. Let me see. No. Nope, not yet. Yeah, I doubt I'll make more than 100, but CO2 was taken, so I did, which I figured it might be, so that was my test alt to see if...
Is C02 taken?
That's what I meant, C02 is taken.
Ooh, I got a fertilized egg. Which means I need to drop another.
Yeah, I should have sent the other Kano down there.
Oh, shit.
Because I got all those mats upstairs that I need to destroy if they're going to tear it down.
I just fed all of my worms to the chicken in one shot. 98 worms down the tubes.
Nice.
That's all right. I just started attacking the chicken. Okay.
Yojo 94.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew Crazy Ace was trouble.
Well, he acted friendly, but he's an ass.
Basically.
That's where you tell him, I hope your miserable life remains miserable.
That's just it. They probably live a fabulous fucking life because they steal from everybody else and make everybody else's lives miserable.
Possibly.
Because our government promotes that shit. This game promotes that shit.
Well,
our environments anymore. That's why I didn't want to bring kids into this frickin' world, because this world sucks. Have to deal with stupid, unethical people on a regular basis. That's why now I'm glad I'm a truck driver. I don't got to deal with people as much. I just got to deal with their driving.
Yep. All right, so if what you told me about chickens is correct, they have to go down below 24 and then be on their way up to produce feathers. So if I put them on a very small island and stripped all the grass off and then let the grass come back, they'd go down to zero, and then they start coming back.
Yes.
All right. Now that's pretty much what I'm going to do. Anyway, I hatched out this chicken, and I was farming it for eggs. And doing pretty good, but then I went and used all my eggs, all my worms at once. About how many eggs do you get per worm, or how many worms does it take to get an egg on average?
Two. Maybe three.
All right, I had 100. I'm not going to bother getting 100. I'll get 4 times 7. Oh, no, I got 2 fertilized eggs on me already. So I need 5 more. So I'll get... All right, I'm almost there. I'll get 20 worms. And if it's not enough, I'll get some more worms.
Being a good guy sucks sometimes.
Well, being a chump sucks.
Well, that's
and we don't know how to be a good guy without being a chump. That's the problem.
I'm not talking about that kind of good guy.
Hey, as far as I can tell, I'm the best thing that happened to my wife. And she threw it out the window.
Yeah, I know. Same here.
All right. There's 20 worms.
People don't appreciate a good thing. They're always looking for better.
Yep.
And you might say I'm just as bad
when it comes to work. I'll quit a job just because something better, supposedly, comes along.
Okay, drop rate 1. Thank you. All right, now I pretty well have to put out 2 worms. As soon as this thing hatches. It takes 2 worms to get them going. So by your math, I should only have to use 10 of these worms. Go on, eat the worm. You walked over it already. Eat it. Thank you. Well, now I got another chicken to work with when I want to do manipulations. Let's see now. I don't really need to eat under these circumstances. Nothing can get to me. And the chickens aren't going to attack me unless I attack them. I got this little 16 by 16 island. I had originally planted some potatoes on it because chickens won't eat potatoes. Somebody came and harvested all my potatoes. So.
Sorry.
Yeah, well.
Maybe there's a character in the game that eats potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're good in stew. So.
Cows eat potatoes.
No. If they did, there'd be no potatoes in the base.
I know, I'm just kidding.
But they do eat carrots and lettuce. And what else do they eat? Yeah, they eat them right out of the ground. You'll notice there's no carrots, there's no lettuce up there. And I planted a little bit of everything.
There you go.
Yeah, I planted a little bit of everything. They ate it. They left. They left the tinder alone. The sage brushes, whatever.
Yeah, they'll leave those and the crapberry bushes.
Yep. Now, if you. If you harvest it and then lay it down, they'll turn around and eat it.
Right.
Okay, I've got two chickens and one egg. So I need five more chickens. I need five more eggs. Heck. I'll just keep farming this guy until I'm out of worms if I get enough eggs. Well, I need to do that anyway because I need to have an egg for the next batch. Because the way I'm doing this, somebody will come and kill these chickens. So basically, I need to harvest as many feathers as I can while I'm awake. Talking of which, we got about 7 minutes until this podcast is over. Anything special you want to say other than you hate the world and you hate the game, but you keep going anyway?
Well, back to the universalism. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was... because this was on the Scrap Go Scrap podcast. But, well, before I get to that, where I was going with that was, you know, Marcus Rothkranz talks about how if you go after what you want, you actually push it away. And
sometimes.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like, what D'Angelo says, if you want it too badly, you end up paying the wanting it more tax. So you have to want it, but be able to walk away from it. Like, act as if you don't need it and don't want it, but yet you really do. Which, in itself, is kind of like a lie. But, you know, because if you want something, you'll go after it and, you know, pursue it. If you don't want something, you won't go after it. You won't pursue it, generally speaking. But what they're saying is you have to do the opposite of what your instincts tell you to do. Which doesn't make sense. Then you, in the business world, they tell you to go after what you want. Because you're not going to get it if you don't.
Precisely.
So it's like, what do? You know, do you just sit around and wait for whatever it is to magically fall into your lap?
Dang.
Or do you go after it? And if you go after it, how do you go after it?
Sideways.
Huh?
Sideways.
Sideways.
You move a little askew to the goal.
Yeah. And then the scrap side of that is talking about relationships. You know, if, you know, like say, for example, doing astrology, the Indian government would match up people astrologically for them. You know, so it's like used to be. I don't know if they still do that anymore or not. I'm sure they do. Now, you know, it's like you got to go, normal people go out and try to find a match on their own. But it would be nice, using astrology as an example, not as the answer, but if a person believed in astrology, if astrology was accurate, if the government could be trusted, and whole nine yards. You know, the government has access to when everybody was born. They have everybody's birth records. They have all of our money. Well, not all of it, pretty much. Why couldn't they match everybody up to who would be best suited for them, astrologically speaking? But then the other thing is, well, the government can't be trusted, even though it would be ideal. The government can't be trusted, and they would either only hook up people with their best matches if they gave them ample amount of money, which is probably what they're already doing if they are, if it really works. And then the other thing is they don't want us to be matched up with somebody who's good for us. They want to keep us divided. So that's basically what I wanted to talk about in that subject. But it's hard to type all that up into a little phrase.
Of course
not. A phrase that pays.
Yeah, well, just doing a quick search on Google,
I couldn't find anything that says the Indian government does that.
Couldn't find anything about what?
About the Indian government providing matchmaking services.
Well, I'm not sure if it's exactly the government or if it's the gurus within the government or who all it is, but basically it's some higher power in the country that was matching people up using astrology because they had access to all their birth records. And the government is the first person you would think that would have that, or first entity, fictitious entity that you would think that would have said documents.
Yep.
But who knows? And maybe it wasn't the government. Maybe it's just these people that put themselves in power. Everybody comes to them because they believe in astrology, if they do, which a lot of Indians do. And maybe it's their religious people that's doing it. I don't know. Some Indians that I talked to, they've been matched up astrologically. Some of them have not. But even the ones that have not seem to tend to believe in it. Like, well, I don't know. I don't remember if the herb people here in Oklahoma City were matched up astrologically or not, but they definitely believe in it. Because he does medical astrology.
I saw some stuff here about Kundalini matching.
That's yoga.
Yeah. How do you match somebody based on yoga?
I don't know. Well, there's 7 schools of yoga. The first two is just the breathing and stretching.
First one's breathing. Second one's stretching.
Right. Then after that, you get into more metaphysical type stuff. And Kundalini is, I don't know what level it is, but it's not 1 or 2. Hatha is 1 of the first 2. I think that's the stretching, but I don't know. I can't remember.
Raj is mental.
So, Raja is the highest level. I studied a little bit of all 7, most of the first 2. But I mostly studied the other ones just to kind of get an experience of them. But and I must say that there is some truth to it, and I can understand why the Christians think it's devil worship.
I don't see it.
Well, I didn't say that I agree. I said I see why they would think that.
I know.
Just like I can see why people think the earth is flat, but I'm not saying that I can see that the earth is flat.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm watching Kwong talk.
Who?
There's Mrs. Kwong and J.R. Kwong. Apparently Ash attacked them, but he never got into their base. He probably has the ability, but he was just looking for attention, basically, is what they seem to be at the conclusion of.
Right.
He's a kid. Same thing would go for Kaza. Wanting attention all the time. Hi, Kaza.
Right, and I think that's Cold Shadow's deal. He wants attention. Of course, I think a lot of us do, because that's why we join multiplayer games.
Well, yeah, we want interaction.
Yeah.
This chicken is still laying eggs and it's no longer bread.
Oh, yeah, they'll do that till they're closer to 50. The rest of them are duds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't get any good ones yet. And we get down to 50.
What the hell is wrong with the stupid light? I know I'm on the pressure plate. There, finally.
So,
that's the problem with this town. I think all the lights are on timers and they take forever.
You need one of those remotes. Granted, once they figure out you're using one of those remotes, you might get in trouble. Woohoo, I just got a fertilized egg out of this chicken. Now I gotta give it two more worms.
Alright.
I'm gonna go out of time though, because I don't. Yep, needs another one. I have not seen.
Howie Robert.
I have not seen Dragon Black since we got here. When I see her again, I'll have to say I never see you play.
Maybe she's not in London. Maybe she said that so that you would not go to the server she's on.
Right.
Women do that. It's like giving somebody the wrong phone number. Oh, yeah, here's my number. Call me.
Well, she gave me
the... some dude.
Well, why'd she bother give me the character name?
It's probably the wrong character name.
Right, it's probably Dragon Knight. Because I think Dragon Knight's the only one that ever responded when I asked if anybody'd seen Dragon Black.
Is it Dragon Knight 60?
Dragon KN.
Oh, okay.
...85% bread. Well, I've gotten one egg out of this chicken so far, and I've spent six worms on it. Not good. But it didn't take me long to dig 20, so I can go dig some more. Bread. Yeah, the best response I got is when I let it lay a few duds and then gave it a worm. It gave me a fertilized egg right away. So that might be part of the trick. Take note of where it's at, take note of how high it goes up, and try to get it into that minimum range of low 70s when it... when it's received a worm. Nope. Well, I think we lost Kano.
It's 11:40. We lost somebody.
Anyway, if you enjoy this podcast, please call us during podcast time and talk to us. You can find us at DementedDungeonsDragons.com, and there you'll see the phone number across the top of the screen. Type that in. There's a passcode. Enter that in. Hit the pound key or hashtag after that, and there you'll be. You can hit *6 to be heard or to be muted, whichever you prefer. And, we look forward to hearing from you. See your experience in the games, the world, whatever. Talk to you later.